So the voice of the Lord is the voice of the Lord coming out of the temple. And we know what the temple is. The temple is you and me, the church. Amen.
Amen.
So, there's a voice that's coming out of the temple. Now, we can still go further. We go further up. I think it's in chapter 15. Chapter 15. We go to 15 and we look at who these angels were who are carrying these vials. And I think it's in verse 5. Just go up to chapter 15, verse 5. And I read, it says, "And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open." Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The
Hallelujah.
temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. Amen. And verse 6 says, "And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in white, in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles." Amen. As we investigate these angels, it will discover that it's speaking about the church. It's speaking about us, brethren. It's speaking about the people who have given themselves. Amen. You remember somewhere in chapter 5 or so, there were, the souls of men that were crying from underneath the altar and saying to the Lord, how long, faithful and true, will thou not judge? So they were crying. And he said that in that scripture in chapter 5, it says that, and white robes were given to them. And they were told to wait a little longer until some of us, amen, have also been martyred like they have been martyred. Hallelujah. So these angels here that are giving vials, amen. Verse 7 says, "And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever." So, the people of God who are clothed in white, who are pure, who have their breasts girded with girdles of gold, God is entrusting them with an ability to administer the judgment of God against the enemy. Brethren, hallelujah. God is saying that we are coming to a place where we are having the authority to administer the judgment of God against the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we are,
Amen.
brother. So as we pray and as we press on in God, we are bringing judgment against the enemy. Amen. And
Amen.
it says in the that's where I read first in
It's
chapter 16. What verse is that?
then.
Verse 10. He says that they poured it upon the seats. Is it the seat of the beast? The seat of the beast, the seat is the place of authority. Amen. So that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So the seat is the place of the authority called it the place of government, the White House, or the what we call in Nigeria, what do you call it now? The Aso Rock. For Nigeria, the Aso Rock, the White House. So that is that we are pouring the fire, we are pouring fire upon the Aso Rock, upon the White House, upon the government, the center of government of the beast. And he says that his kingdom was full of darkness.
Amen.
You know, in Egypt, just before they left, you will remember that God poured out a vial of darkness upon Pharaoh just before he slew his firstborn. Amen. So, you know, where people who have authority to pour the vial, to call God's judgment upon the seat of the beast. And even if that seat is in our own souls, because it says that in Thessalonians that the Antichrist will want to make his seat. He will stand in the temple, in the holy place, trying to show himself as God. And he says there that God will smite him with the brightness of his appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And brethren, the brightness of his appearing, you know, is an appearing. Is as we submit ourselves to God, as we allow the light of God to shine more and more out of our souls, that is light that is coming forth, that is bringing judgment against the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for the privilege, my God. In that day, you called 12 at one time, and you called 70 at one time. And you commission them to go and to bring judgment against the enemy. And they went out, and the testimony was that Satan fell from heaven like lightning. He said that they were able to, by your authority, they healed the sick, they raised the dead, they cast out devils. So that's, you have given us authority to go forth. So as we pray for our brother Daniel, we pray for every other one, my God. We pray for your people. Hallelujah. We are asking that you will discomfit the seat of the enemy, the places where the devil has sat to administer wickedness. So that we were people who are bringing down principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. Lord, we come against the rulers of the darkness of this age. We consider out of the mouths of babes and sucklings. Though we seem to be babes and sucklings, we understand that you have ordained strength set to steal the enemy and the avenger.
Yes,
so we come today, dear Lord, in the places where the enemy is raging, we come to say, peace be still.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Yahushua.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We come to rebuke the bands of wickedness, the coverings that the enemy is casting, so that darkness can increase, the manipulation that is going on in the covens, in the shrines, in government secret places that are going on in the UN and all the places going on to increase wickedness. Their meetings, Lord God, smite them with darkness and scatter them.
Mm-hmm.
Let their enterprises, let their meetings, let their agreement that they are putting together to come against us, let them be brought to naught in the name of Yahushua.
Amen.
Egypt in that day, therefore,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Nobody could move. Nobody, you smote them with darkness. And for 3 days, darkness that could be felt, and they could not move. They stand still. All the procedures of darkness, all the gods of Egypt came to a standstill for 3 days. Hallelujah. We're asking that you will relax in our day, that you will suspend, oh God, the workings of the enemy.
Amen.
That, Lord God, the platform will be set, oh God, for this great deliverance that you have set for your people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we bless you, oh God. We bless you. Whatever way is working in our emotions, in our desires, in our mind, in our will, in our bodies, our physical bodies. Hallelujah. We rebuke the enemy today.
Amen.
Let the church, Lord, we bring a torment against the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
When the enemy must be tormented, so that why are you tormenting us? If it's time to torment you, we command the enemy, whatever is holding us down, let it be loosening today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let
there
be a liberty. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And so we come to wear the branches of deliverance over our heavens.
Oh my God.
And people, so that you will deliver us from our sins, that we will serve you in holiness and through righteousness. So that you have that all them who have been subject to bondage by the fear of death, you have broken them loose. Let there be a loosening. Let the people be able to worship you. Let the lameness,
the family as brothers,
the lameness of our feet that make us to fall into sin every now and then. Let the lame feet in the spirit be healed, my God. Let the blind eyes that make a people not to see the kingdom of God. Let the blindness be touched. And let there be a healing, that sight come to your people, my God. Let the hands that have been withered and cannot reach out to God's things, let the hands be restored, oh God. Let men be able to reach out, oh God, and reach out to the things of the kingdom of God, to reach out to truth and to righteousness in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, oh God.
Amen.
Let a song of deliverance, let a song of liberty, so that in that day shall this song be sung, hallelujah, a song of deliverance. Let the song of deliverance come out of the church, come out of our souls, hallelujah. Let there be a jubilee declared this hour over your people.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Let your name be glorified today.
Amen.
In Yahushua's name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That is good spiritual warfare. Yeah, I believe Brother Mike has something to share this morning. Why don't you just take your liberty, Brother Mike?
Okay, before I get started, last week I missed what exactly is happening with Daniel health-wise.
He's getting 1 month of, he's going into a hospital, a rehab hospital, to get, what is the term, rehabilitation for a lung issue.
Okay.
He's over the years, there's things happened to his lungs, and one of the things that he was a spray painter of automobiles. Even though he wore a mask, some of that got into his lungs, and so he's going into this rehab hospital for 1 month to be treated for this.
Okay.
He said he'd try to be on. I saw Vinny try to come on for a little bit, but she's gone. But he'll pick this up afterwards and listen to this.
Yeah.
So we're continuing to pray for him for 1 month.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to read you the first sentence of the Bible. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And now I want to paraphrase that. In the beginning, God created the spiritual realm and the carnal realm. Do you know that that's the only sentence you'll ever need to know what your purpose on this earth is? It's to enter the spiritual realm. God made the spiritual realm and he made the carnal realm, and we have to come out of the carnal realm and enter the spiritual realm. Jesus said if we hang on to our life, we lose it. And if we let go of it, we gain it. And so there's one particular aspect of entering the spiritual realm that I want to just say a few things about this morning, and that's the blood of Jesus. Some of you have probably either read or heard of Paul C. Bragg. He was one of the original health guru guys that really got a hold of the value of fasting. And he had this term that he called vital force. So our bodies physically have what's called a vital force. And if we eat right and we drink right and we sleep right and we exercise right, this vital force is very strong in our body. It fights off disease and, you know, all kinds of things. And if this vital force is weak, which with many of us it is, then we're susceptible to sickness and attack from the devil and procrastinating, not feeling like doing something when it needs to be done. So anyway, I don't know if you know, but Paul C. Bragg was the one that got Jack LaLanne started. And if you've heard anything about Jack LaLanne, out here in California, in the San Francisco Bay, we have an island called Alcatraz. And they built a prison out there. And the reason they did was the current of the ocean is so strong there that very few human beings can swim from Alcatraz and make it to the shore without getting swept out to the ocean. So that's why they put that prison out there. Well, Jack LaLanne, they handcuffed him and shackled him, and he swam from Alcatraz to the shore towing a 1,000-pound boat. Now, can you imagine that? The guy's hands are handcuffed, so he's just going like a dolphin, I guess. And he's towing a 1,000-pound boat, and he's able to swim through that current and get to the shore. And all that was from vital force, just the natural energy that's available to us in our bodies, if we've got it in the correct order, you know. Okay, so what I want to talk about is the blood of Jesus. Our blood carries oxygen to our brain, okay? So the blood is a carrier of oxygen. The blood is also a carrier of this spiritual energy. Okay, there's three terms we could call this spiritual energy. We could call it energy, power, or force. So that energy was in Christ's blood. Okay. And I always used to wonder, you know, why did Jesus have to die? I mean, God could have done this any way he wanted to, right? Well, Jesus died because it shed his blood into the atmosphere. It shed this energy, this power, this force. It's a spiritual, it's not the physical vitality like Paul C. Bragg's talking about, but it's the spiritual energy. Now, Jesus told us to drink his blood. Now, how do we drink the blood of Jesus? You know, he wasn't talking about the day he died on the cross when they stuck him with that spear. If we could have stuck a cup underneath there and got some of that blood and drank it, that's not how we drink the blood of Jesus. And don't ask me how this works because I don't know, but somehow we absorb it. this energy, this spiritual force that Christ shed into the universe, we absorb it into our blood. And in the same way our blood is a carrier of oxygen, our blood is a carrier of this spiritual energy. And that's what we need. That's what we need to tap into. And that's what our purpose is to tap into this spiritual energy, because Christ didn't just die to give us a good afterlife. He died so we could have life more abundantly. And I mean right here and now on this earth, as well as later. And so it's very important that we are able to tap into this this energy force of Christ. And we do that by submitting to Christ, by obeying Christ, by not allowing. Did you know that that's what Satan is after in us? Satan is after that force that's in our blood. In the same way that we absorb the energy of Christ, somehow or another, Satan can absorb that energy out of us. And we're not sitting ducks. We have to let him. We let him do this by submitting to him. And so when he's pulling that out of us, we become weak. We become depressed. We become sick. All these various things. And so, this force is so valuable. And don't get me wrong. Now, I'm not trying to say that just having this power is the main thing. It's just one part of what the main thing is that we have God. We have the love of God, the life of God, the energy of God. That's what we want. We want to be like God. And this spiritual energy and force is what helps us do that. And we can spend our whole lives entering the spiritual realm, or we can do it quickly. You know, Jesus died quick on the cross, and I think he was showing us something. He was showing us, get it over with, because if you're on the cross too long, it just ends up being suffering. We don't want to spend our whole life halfway doing this thing. Have you heard the story of Jephthah in the Bible? His daughter said to him, "Let me have 2 months to go out and bewail my virginity." And so now I want to paraphrase that. What she was saying was, "Father, I need a little time to go out and come to terms with the fact that I can't have intercourse with the world." And that's the same thing with us. We've got to come to terms with, we have to give up this carnality that we're born with. We have to let go of this carnal life to bring on this spiritual life. So, brethren, that's what we need to do, and that's all I had to share today. It was just that one little aspect about how important that is, this spiritual energy force that's in the blood of Christ that he shed for us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.